Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Chime, speaking of time, always Hall & Oates time on this show.
Oh, yes. Such a good song. Great recommendation or request from a 413 texter.
Oh.
Very well done.
Long distance dedication for Charlie Jacobs.
Yes, exactly.
I am guessing. Speaking of 413, 1 week from, believe it or not, 1 week from this evening, we will be pre-gaming for the very first roadshow of this roadshow season. We will be with you at the Taps Sports Bar and Grill at MGM Springfield, 1 week from tonight. And then tomorrow, roadshow number one, and we will, sorry, not tomorrow, 1 week from tomorrow, roadshow number one at Max's Swing Lounge, which is in Springfield. So can't wait. Great. I love going out there. The radio group out there, stellar group of people.
So nice.
They put together an unbelievable couple of days out in Springfield, and we cannot wait to be there.
Yep.
So, are we offering the opportunity to talk to local legends again during the roadshow run?
I think we should. We had probably the best local legend in Springfield.
We did have. Yeah, well, I mean, I would I would argue that the guy who was nearly swallowed by the whale.
That was a good one.
What about the guy that did the weather with the mollusk? What was that guy's name in Falmouth?
Oh yeah, the
Doug the Quahog.
Right, the Quahog.
Who's the the local legend?
Curtis,
was
you were very. I felt like you were very offended that he was trying to take the weather lane from you.
I have once worn a leash. That was still not as embarrassing as the Quahog guy.
Was it the basketball girls, the local legend, right?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Name's not your thing. But,
No.
And Frank Martin, the head coach of UMass, was very
good. I remember him, but I remember her when she was like.
Why don't you get the new UMass
football coach on?
I'll
reach out. I'll see if he wants to come on the show.
Yeah. I'm an idea guy. I don't know how we would set it up, and it'll probably be Ken's job, but what if we had old school real world confessional for listeners to go in and record like a live voice note on location?
Ooh. Ooh, Curtis, I love it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ken, that's on you.
Be great. Maybe Jackson can pick up some kind of recording device at the Family Dollar, and we utilize that out there.
Somebody the call confessional 911. Booth.
This is Kurt from Tampa, Florida. Hello, Kurt.
Hey, how's it going? I just wanted to comment on the Porzingis injury last night and like how iconic it was.
Yes.
For Boston sports, man, it was great to just see like a basketball player get up with a bloody head, you know, after all these flopping, and especially after LeBron, you know, he flopped and had that video of him looking for the refs. Anyway, kind of brought like kind of my attention to other Boston sports moments with players coming back from injury, and I just didn't know like if you guys wanted to rank them or like which one was the best, but I got kind of like Campbell playing for the Bruins with that broken leg and finishing his shift. The bloody sock game, and then you have Derek White last year losing the tooth, and Paul Pierce coming back from injury.
I couldn't really
think of many for the Patriots. I kind of like maybe Brady cutting his hand and then playing that few years ago.
Well, Wiggy,
but, I just didn't know what you guys.
But Wiggy played through the squeaky deekies one time, as he would say.
I would say Edelman in Super Bowl 49 was concussed to the moon and stayed in that game against the Legion of Boom. That was phenomenal.
Bird came back, right? Remember Bird came back. He brought up the bloody sock one.
I would say Greg doing the show Wednesday from the studio when we were in Fort Myers fighting off the Noro. Yes.
Or the show where he started going down with it. I think that's probably.
You mean the Monday when I actually got the Noro?
That was impressive.
I served the entire rest of the program.
Ooh, I mean, Shaq the other night on Inside the NBA.
We are not talking enough about that. And he's trying to say it was number one.
We talked a lot about
it.
Talked a little bit about it yesterday. But so you don't believe him that it was number one? I mean, he was able to walk fine.
He was back pretty quickly.
His bone was clenched.
You think so?
Yes.
He was back.
He was speaking normally. Like, you'd think he would be speaking, like, in a high pitch, like,
Courtney walks into more drops than anybody I've ever met.
What do you mean?
That was Glenn.
Whoa. But you ever get the boo-boo contractions, though?
The what?
The boo-boo contractions.
Is that a medical term?
No, like, you know, when you gotta drop a douchey, right?
Yeah.
And you get, like, the contraction.
That's one of my least favorite phrases.
If you're trying to keep it in, you can't even walk. That's right. What I'm saying. Like, I don't know.
You turn to the side.
Yeah, you can. You can walk.
No, not when it's like a waddle.
No, absolutely.
No.
I did it the other day. I know.
No, not when the contraction hits you. When the contraction hits you, that sharp pain, wherever you are, you're stopped. Once that contraction goes away, then you might be able to waddle a little bit and good. The question, he came back pretty quickly because if you're really, you're in a suit,
this is below our normal level of mature conversation. But
I think this is right
on,
Paul.
If you really have to go, you're done rather quickly.
But remember, you got a suit on.
Yeah, but he would have
you got a suit on, so it's like, you know, you're not rushing that.
Yeah.
You're getting there. It's a sigh of relief for a second because you've probably been dealing with the contractions probably for about 15, 20 minutes. Like, okay, I can pull it back up and I can make it through. Right.
You mean he, like a baby, he knew it was coming.
And he's like, And then once he felt good, like, I can walk. Then I gotta go.
Well, he's doing the olive oil diet thing, so that's probably what's causing it.
What is the olive? Yeah, because
he's doing like a cleanse with olive oil.
Yeah.
And I just had my colonoscopy.
It's working.
They make you drink that stuff.
It's working.
Yeah, it's working.
Apparently, it's cleansing.
Yeah,
cleanse is underway for sure. All right. On the show this morning, Red Sox front office report at 9 with Sam Kennedy. And Hill Notes at 9:20, and you can leave one of those at any moment, a voice note on any topic, and we will play the best ones back at 9:20 this morning. Roadshow number one, as I was just mentioning, 1 week from tomorrow in Springfield. We cannot wait to see you at Max's Swing Lounge.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
And they said it is brought to you by Catch's Law, and they would like to honor those who built this city, those who have worked hard to help Boston get to be what Boston is. So if you know somebody, friend, brother, sister, mom, dad, grandpa, who helped to build this city, please nominate them when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. They got unbelievable prizes, including $1,000 cash, chance to have your face on a billboard or that hero's face on a billboard. Please go to WeBuiltThisCity.com and nominate them as Catches pays tribute to the incredible people who built this city. They built this city on what, Scheim?
Rock and roll.
Yeah, thank you. Where do you want to start with They Said It?
Greg, I want to begin, since we were just talking about it, let's begin with Joe Mazzulla post-game last night, talking about Kristaps Porzingis bleeding on the court. He was asked about it after the game.
Joe, it's the second time in like 2 or 3 weeks he's been cut and needed stitches. I mean, you're a USC guy. Like, you got to admire just kind of him just going back and getting stitched and coming back out. I mean, that's something that's got to kind of, you know, touch you a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I like his overall just approach. I think he has an innate ability to take things very serious and at the same time, you know, have great perspective. And, you know, you see how I think he can control his environment really well with how he handles the crowd and how he handles the physicality of it. And he can maintain his kind of his poise. And he just has a great way about him. And I think that helps us. And, like, I do. I love watching him. I like watching him bleed on the court. I think it's important. And then he comes back in and does his job. So I do like that about him.
His overall approach, his poise, I mean, be more obvious in my mind. Like, I don't think he liked that Jason Tatum was on the ground. And Wiggy, I don't agree with it. But
so this is what you're saying, you believe he's talking to Jason Tatum?
No, I think he's just making a comparison.
I mean, it was glaring. Like, I mean,
one guy got a little boo boo on the head, and the other one's got a bone bruise.
A little boo boo.
Like, yeah, you could play with a.
One guy was bleeding, the other was not.
Yeah, but it's like you could play with a cut.
And Kristaps after the game was asked, like, was it as painful as it looked? And he said, no, it looks way worse than what it felt. He said when he split his nose the other day, that one hurt. This one didn't.
I mean, if you ever get hit like that, you've been cut on the head before. Yeah, I mean, it's painful, but it does look a lot worse because you're leaking. But if the other one, you can't even move your wrist, how are you supposed to play if you can't shoot the ball?
Well, why didn't he yell, get up then?
I told you, he was close when he saw all that blood.
My question is, what is the next element to this? Like, why are you trying to irritate your best player?
That's what I don't get.
Meaning Joe Mazzulla, if that's what he's doing.
Well, it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty clear.
Yeah.
And so, if it's what you're doing and you're Jiu-Jitsu Joe, why aren't you putting your name on it and actually saying what you're doing?
Well, yeah, see, I don't think he's trying to irritate Tatum.
I mean, you would disagree with Courtney and Curtis, though. I think he's probably trying to play mind games. Like, isn't that what he does? He's like an evil mind game player.
Is this his way of kind of trying to push Tatum to what he believes would be the next level? Is that kind of what his approach might be?
I said yesterday, I don't think he likes the, like everybody else, he doesn't like the embellishment. Like he does.
Everybody else. Everybody else. I was fine with what Jason Tatum did. No issue at all.
All right, what's next, Shine?
Well, Greg, one guy who does have an issue is Will Campbell. He is a prospect in tonight's NFL draft. It seems like all the odds indicate the Patriots will take him at number 4 out of LSU. He had some remarks for those people who are short-arm shaming him. Here was Will Campbell live from Green Bay.
It's not exhausting. I've heard it since I was 14 years old. You know, the school that I just went to, they said the same thing to me. You know, my coaches, you know, that everybody's had a concern with my arm length since I was 14 years old and I got my first offer. I didn't let it become a problem now or then. I'm not going to now. You know, there's some teams that want to play me at guard, and I'm fully willing to do that because I'm a team guy first. I want to win, and I want to win now. I don't want to wait, and if that means me playing early, me winning, is it me at guard, me at X receiver, me at tight end, that's what I'm going
to do. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So, like I said, wherever, you know, the opportunity presents itself for me to get on the field as fast as possible is what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Short arms don't bother me. Like that, the measurable things is the biggest, like, NFL hard-o, stupid thing that they've been doing since the dawn of time.
He's right there.
Yeah. He's not wrong. I'm not gonna.
Yeah, it's like something that they've been doing since. It's like it's the old way of thinking that for whatever reason these coaches are still or these scouts don't want to get out of. Like the great, I don't know if you could say he's the greatest, but you could make the argument he'll go down as the top three greatest defensive linemen in NFL history is going to be Aaron Donald, who on a good day was 6 feet tall.
That's a great length.
Yeah. So I don't like buy into this stupid narrative of like, you gotta be 6'5 to play left tackle. You gotta have these. Like, Matt Light wasn't the biggest guy in the world.
Yeah.
And I know he has 35-inch arms, which his wife measured, but then there was reports that he might have been like
more like 33.
That's a great length.
more like 33. But yeah. I mean, it's not an exciting pick.
That's the thing. That's the thing. It's to me, it's about the in my mind and what I see, it's about what that player will be able to do for your organization versus the players that I feel like will boost your organization a little further.
How valid are the whispers that Drake May already knows that he's the pick? Is there sourcing on that?
I don't think there's any actual sourcing on that, right? Okay. I think wasn't that like Todd McShay just threw that out or somebody?
Yeah.
But he didn't accredit it to anyone, so I don't know how that's the case. But I mean
Todd McShay's pretty good at this. He wouldn't say that if he didn't hear it from someone, is my guess.
Right.
He wouldn't just throw. What's the point of just saying that?
Yeah.
I also wonder if it's just an echo chamber that we have here, or if it's universally like all Patriots fans won't be excited about Will Campbell. Because I did see a few beat writers writing about it yesterday, saying, you know, you guys all complained about Drake not having any protection for the last year,
yeah,
and now you're going to complain and say that this is a boring pick. Give me a break.
Well, yeah, it's like Shine brought up earlier. He's not a Joe Alt type of perception around him, right? So he could be a great player, and we're not saying he won't, but the perception around them is like, he's a good player, but it's not a Joe Alt type of pick, where an Ashton Jeanty, in some people's mind, might be a guy that could really, you know, I know, you know, comparisons, whatever it might be, LaDainian Tomlinson or this one, but they're saying, like, you might be able to get like an elite running back that could obviously change the look of your team.
Chime, can we take a brief break?
Of course we can, Greg.
I want to get to the Bruins stuff from yesterday.
Yeah, definitely.
So we're going to get feisty Cam Neely.
Oh, yes, we are.
And Don Sweeney, Charlie, what do we have? What do you have?
I got everything. So okay. I was gonna kick it off with the feisty Cam Neely for
okay.
sure.
All right, we will continue with the rest of They Said It next.